Thank you. For her composition, Wailing, composer Wang Lu drew inspiration from a childhood memory of a band playing in the streets in a remote town in northern China. First, for a funeral, then later the same day, a wedding. She later came to understand that the wailing was a way for the band to release their repressed sorrow. The Holland Symphonia performed the work for Wang Lu's Urban Inventory album. Our set of Deep Threes began with Sound Prints, performing Joe Lovano's arrangement of Juju by Wayne Shorter off of the Scandal album. The Neil Cowley Trio gave us Taller Than Me from Displaced. Then Atlas Top saw a photo of a bursting yellow heart landed in the collapsible forest and sent us a sonic postcard. One of 25 from Disquiet's Instagrambient project. We stood at the Robin Hood gate, holding a copy of Uzique's Challenge Me Foolish album, and traded it for Corals from Wintermorgen's Deep Collection. We stood beneath Alrisha, the starlight illuminating our cues from Hans Zimmer's soundtrack to The Da Vinci Code, to celebrate the first track of Arve Hendrickson's Cosmic Creation, then just as quickly, Morning Cleans Death, with Carmine Coppola and Mickey Hart, from the Apocalypse Now Redo soundtrack. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. In the background, Circle, from Alexandre Desplat's soundtrack for The Tree of Life. You can find us on the web at www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
You're listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
This is Bird Noir. I'm Michael Stein, Private Eye. My buddy Frank's my eyes and ears in the neighborhood. He knows everyone and their business. He called me the other day to report some suspicious behavior.
Michael, some bird is trying to pull the wool over my eyes. I keep hearing a red-shouldered hawk in the shrubs outside my window, but there ain't no hawk in sight. You hear that? Who does this raptor imposter think he is?
Frankie, you know them hawks are usually perched up higher, soaring around looking for prey. So I'll bet my bottom dollar that you're dealing with a mimic. Can you see any signs of a northern mockingbird? Gray body with striking black and white marks on its wings and tail?
No dice.
Maybe a brown thrasher. A robin-sized bird with brown streaks on its breast and a long bill.
That's another swing and a miss.
Well, Frankie, what birds do you see?
Just the usuals. Some robins, couple of sparrows, one of those chatty blue jays.
That's our culprit, Frankie. Though they don't have the same reputation for mimicry as mockingbirds and thrashers, blue jays have an unnerving habit of impersonating raptors, especially red-shouldered hawks.
Wow, who'd have thunk?
Learn how to solve your own bird mysteries on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Private Eye, Michael Stein.